Science Square. Chapter 5. Roller Coasters.
I would love to ride the Big Dipper.
Big Dipper? You mean you want to travel in space?
Sorry, no, not the Constellation. The Big Dipper I'm talking about is a roller coaster.
Oh, well, that sounds fun too. Is the Big Dipper faster than the Scream Machine?
I don't know, but it must be exciting. Look at this picture. Look at how deep it dips.
Reading. After slowly and laboriously reaching the peak, you pause at the very top and survey the landscape far below. Then, suddenly, your heart seems to stop and your stomach to leap into space. You are racing to the ground on a steep drop and at an angle of 45 degrees or more. But then, after safely getting to the bottom of the slope, you find yourself climbing again, much faster than before. Suddenly, before you know it, you're plunging earthward yet again. Why do you subject yourself to this torture? First appearing in 17th century Russia, heart-stopping roller coasters have long been enjoyed by thrill-seekers all over the world. The supporting structure may be made of wood or steel. There may be steep drops or multiple loops. But even the most exciting roller coaster needs only a simple mechanical system to provide riders with the thrill of their life. How simple is the system? First of all, roller coaster cars are not self-powered. After the train of cars is pulled up to the first peak by a cable, the force of gravity and the track design ensure that no onboard engines are necessary. As long as excess friction is avoided, the laws of physics allow the roller coaster to complete its circuit on its own and give its riders a good scare in the process. According to physics, when the roller coaster reaches the first peak, it has potential energy, gravitational energy in this case, which is equal to the amount of energy that was required to bring it to the top. This potential energy is then released as kinetic energy as the train races down the slope. On its second upward ascent, the train is powered by inertia. No cable is needed. Then, once it reaches the second peak, it again has a large amount of potential energy, ready to be used up on the second dip. Since some of the train's initial energy at the top of the first peak will inevitably be lost to friction, it cannot regain all of the potential energy it once had. Thus, the second peak must be at least slightly lower than the first one. Unfortunately, despite the careful design of roller coasters, accidents have been known to happen. For example, an improperly maintained track might cause a roller coaster car to come off the track. It is also possible, but also very rare, for a person to fall out of a roller coaster. Usually, gravity and inertia keep riders safely in their seats. Many roller coasters, however, feature moments when the G-force is less than one. At such times, riders are temporarily free of the full force of gravity and need a properly fitting safety harness. Still, you must admit there is something special about this extreme form of entertainment. Thrill seekers, even if they know how safe the roller coaster actually is, are sure to enjoy the very scary nature of the ride. The dramatic start, the mad rush downhill, the sudden changes in direction and speed. Roller coasters are designed to let us safely be scared to death. Speaking of which, guest lecturer Professor Wilson. The G-force. The term G-force is an estimate of the force of gravity. The amount of gravity that we feel while on Earth is a standardized 1G. When fighter jet pilots or astronauts accelerate quickly, they are said to experience many Gs. But you don't have to be in a fighter jet or a spaceship to feel the effect of the G-force. For example, when you go up a roller coaster hill, you will notice that your body feels heavier. If you experience a positive G-force of 2.0, you will feel twice as much gravity as usual. That is, you will feel 2 times heavier than you really are. On the other hand, whenever you experience a g-force of less than 1 g, i.e., less than the normal amount of gravity, then you will feel lighter than you really are. For instance, when a roller coaster goes over the top of a hill, it suddenly changes from ascending to descending, and the g-force may dip below the normal 1 g. In such a case, you will feel light, or even weightless, and your stomach will actually float up a bit. The reason is that it will no longer be subject to the typical force of gravity, which keeps it in place.